The mayor of Washington, D.C. says he'll sign a bill to ban the shipment of some hazardous materials through the nation's capital to prevent possible terrorist attacks. The legislation was approved by the city council last night. As NPR's Libby Lewis reports, the mayor's decision sets up a confrontation with the federal government over rail security.
Mayor Anthony Williams used gentle words today to say why he would sign a bill that would take local control of an area that's always been considered federal territory.
This is just an invitation and a call to action that we've got to work with the Department of Homeland Security, with the region, because we're pushing the stuff outside the city, but presumably it's got to go through somebody's city, right? And nobody wants it. Is it going to go through outer space? We've got to work these issues out.
But this bill is no invitation. It would ban the shipment of some highly toxic and some commonly used chemicals from the city's borders. They include chlorine and propane. The D.C. Council approved an emergency ban that lasts for 90 days and doesn't require Congress's approval. The council wants a permanent ban. The U.S. Department of Transportation regulates rail safety and the transportation of hazardous materials. And DOT took the city's ban not as an invitation, but more as a threat. The bill, DOT said in a statement, may violate provisions in the U.S. Constitution and federal laws on interstate commerce, the transportation of hazardous materials, and the railroad industry. But the department declined to make someone available for a taped interview. CSX Corporation is one of the nation's largest railroad companies. It owns most of the rail lines around Washington, D.C. CSX says it fully agrees with the Department of Transportation. Company spokesman Bob Sullivan said it wouldn't make sense to let local governments have control.
You're going to have communities creating what eventually becomes this patchwork quilt where shipments can't go here or here or here or here, and you start having them go much longer distances, increasing the exposure, increasing the potential for something to happen.
Sullivan says CSX is weighing its options. It could ask a judge to keep the city from enacting the ban, or it could ask the Department of Transportation to challenge the ban. Many experts say, legally, CSX and the federal government have a lot of law on their side. But James Reed of the National Conference of State Legislatures says Washington, D.C. wants to test what may be a new area of the law.
Most of the federal statutes deal with safety. The D.C. brief is making the argument that security is a new situation. Preventing terrorism through the routing of ultra-hazardous materials isn't really covered in federal law.
So, there's a battle ahead, no doubt about it. Mark Hatfield, a spokesman for the Department of Homeland Security, says the government is laying the groundwork for rail security around the nation's capital.
Everything from low-tech security measures, whether it's fencing or increased patrols, to very high-tech intrusion detection systems, video surveillance, and communication systems.
Even so, there are a lot of cities watching to see what happens in Washington, D.C. Last month, more than 50 of the nation's mayors sent a letter to the Department of Homeland Security. The mayors asked for more information about what is coming through their cities and when. The letter says, "Our citizens should have a reasonable expectation that hazardous materials are being shipped in the safest manner possible and that local first responders are aware of such shipments in advance." Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.